When Reed Hastings announced Netflix would split its DVD and streaming services in 2011, the company hemorrhaged 800,000 subscribers within months as its stock plummeted 77%. This wasn't just a product decision gone wrong, it exemplified a leadership transition failure. The shocking reality? 40% of executive transitions fail within 18 months, costing organizations millions in direct expenses and incalculable amounts in lost opportunities and damaged reputations. The corporate world's dirty secret is that most pursuing other opportunities press releases mask pushouts. Research reveals 52% of CEO departures from major companies are involuntary exits disguised as resignations. The problem is worsening as executive tenure shrink. CEO tenure has dropped from 8.2 years to just 6.1 years, with turnover increasing by nearly 80% since 2003. What's particularly baffling is how organizations allocate resources. 90% of hiring costs go to recruitment, while only 10% supports onboarding and transition coaching. Companies willingly pay $300,000 to $1 million to recruit senior executives, but balk at spending $50,000 on comprehensive transition support. This imbalance persists despite overwhelming evidence that structured transition support can halve failure rates and cut associated costs by 63%. You've just landed your dream executive role. The first weeks are exhilarating. Stakeholders welcome you warmly and your ideas receive enthusiasm. Then reality hits. Your first major initiative faces unexpected resistance, your mandate seems vaguer than presented, and stakeholders have conflicting expectations. Meanwhile, an unsuccessful internal candidate subtly undermines your authority. This emotional roller coaster is typical. Many executives feel isolated, unable to share doubts with teams or boards. As former BAT CHR Rudy Kintz explains, the misconception is that executive transition is a single event. The reality is transition is a process with three phases: arrival, transition, and thriving. The financial impact of failed transitions is substantial, typically $2 to $25 million per failed senior leader, excluding market capitalization losses that can reach hundreds of millions. Jennifer Morgan's brief co-CEO tenure at SAP ended with a $1.97 million severance while the company's stock dropped 15%. Leo Apotheker's 10 months at Hewlett-Packard resulted in over $30 billion in lost market value. For executives, failure often proves career-ending, with 40% never securing another C-suite position. The psychological toll rivals divorce or serious illness, with 65% reporting severe stress-related health impacts. A troubling gender gap exists. Female leaders are 13 to 22% less likely to receive transition support despite facing greater scrutiny. Research across multinational companies reveals why executive transitions fail. Surprisingly, technical competence ranks only ninth, accounting for just 11% of failures despite thorough hiring processes. The true challenges are more subtle. Many executives become too internally focused, losing market awareness. Others struggle with upgrading team members or implementing necessary changes. Some avoid critical organizational design decisions early, either to prevent conflict or avoid disruption. But postponing these decisions beyond the first 3 months makes them increasingly difficult. Executive transitions generate stress levels comparable to divorce or serious health issues. Complex transitions involving cross-functional promotions and relocations create pressure many executives aren't prepared for. Despite emphasis on emotional intelligence, many leaders still struggle to read the room effectively, especially remotely. Others face contradictory stakeholder advice, like challenge peers, yet follow the playbook, or score quick wins while taking time to learn. Temperament mismatches with organizational culture can be fatal. Displaying either excessive emotion or none at all can derail qualified executives. And despite reluctance to acknowledge it, organizational politics remains a significant failure cause, like an elephant in the room trampling leaders who can't navigate unspoken power dynamics. Executive transitions come in various forms, each with unique challenges. Most leadership role changes involve multiple transition types occurring simultaneously. When joining a new organization, executives must quickly grasp unfamiliar cultures, master organizational politics, and align with stakeholder expectations, similar to starting a new relationship after a long-term one ends. Big promotions require understanding success at higher levels, with about 70% of executives experiencing imposter syndrome during these transitions. Leading former peers requires careful navigation, as personal friendships must evolve to avoid favoritism. Higher-level roles demand greater skill in indirect influence, identifying key decision-makers, often invisible on organization charts, and building support networks. International moves require cultural adaptation and observation before action. Even similar cultures have profound differences in communication styles that impact leadership effectiveness. Turnaround situations involve taking over struggling teams needing immediate intervention, while realignment challenges involve inheriting functions in denial about needed change. Cross-functional moves between specialized roles and general management create particular disorientation. One executive described moving from sales to human resources, initially finding that nothing seemed to make sense or work. Traditional approaches to executive transitions focus heavily on the first 90 days, but the Double Diamond framework offers a more comprehensive solution through 7 phases spanning 12 to 18 months. The discovery phase, 90 days pre-role to day one, focuses on understanding business context and establishing credibility. CHRO Tina St. Ledger advises, write everything down and don't stop asking questions. During immersion, first 90, 120 days, leaders deepen their understanding of the organization. CHRO Catherine Pritchard emphasizes, whatever I thought I knew, I held quite lightly and let them lead me. The adaptation phase involves assessing the leadership team and reconfiguring deliverables. Mobilization demonstrates understanding of issues, identifies resistance, and builds a change narrative. In operation, leaders translate strategy to action with clear decision-making. Nourishment follows through on reshaping actions while addressing unexpected problems. Finally, development focuses on continuous improvement and learning from mistakes. Unlike traditional frameworks, the Double Diamond approach balances divergent thinking, collecting information, and convergent thinking, synthesizing and acting throughout the entire transition journey. While executives focus heavily on their first 90, 120 days, the final 90, 120 days deserve equal attention. Rather than becoming a lame duck after announcing departure, outgoing executives should run through the finishing line, as former Ecolab CEO Doug Baker advises. Consider what decisions you'd make with 3 more years in the role. Your organizational insights are valuable. Delaying action could postpone critical decisions by a year while your successor gets up to speed. Address difficult personnel decisions before leaving to ensure your successor inherits a high-performing leadership team. Share your greatest concern with your successor, along with potential solutions. Offer the advice you wish you'd received, particularly about critical knowledge holders who aren't obvious stakeholders. Evidence shows mastering transitions accelerates success and creates lasting legacies. Companies investing in transition support see returns through reduced turnover costs, improved succession planning, stronger leadership pipelines, and enhanced organizational resilience. Successful transitions create positive ripple effects throughout organizations. Teams with successfully transitioned leaders achieve 3-year performance goals with 13% lower attrition, while demonstrating higher innovation rates and better cross-functional collaboration. Your next leadership transition, arriving or departing, will define your legacy. Will you leave it to chance or master the process that determines whether you'll thrive or merely survive?